Hello guys, welcome to episode 10 of Discussions with Brandon and Nicole. My name is Brandon and I will be joined by my co-host Nicole.
Hello there.
So today in this episode is going to be an interesting one. It is about music, of course, because we love music. It is about the hidden things inside of Star Wars music.
Yes. So, like, whether it be, like, specific moments or, like, little things that we picked up on. And actually, my hope is that some of you guys who are listening actually find out things that you didn't know about.
Yeah, these are, like, hidden Star Wars things in music that you did not know about.
Yes. So. Do you have anything to say before I start
rambling? I was just going to say, this is kind of your episode because this was kind of, like, your idea for this episode.
Yes.
When we plan out our episodes, we kind of just throw in ideas. So this is one of her ideas. So she's going to kind of lead this episode, and I'm just going to like comment on things as well. Also, we will be providing samples for the music that we talk about.
Yes. So you will, like, when we talk about it, you'll hear the little clips of it. So
Yeah.
Just be aware of that. Okay, so basically the way that I kind of thought about doing this is I'm going to start off with the more commonly known facts, like things that people probably have picked up on, and then I'm going to try and work my way to the ones that people probably haven't heard of. So the first one that I'm going to start off with is, and I will say that most of these come from The Rise of Skywalker, and I think it's just because in The Rise of Skywalker, there's a lot of memorable music. Or, like, tunes, you know? So,
right.
But I'll do my best. Okay, so the first one is from The Rise of Skywalker, and it's when Luke lifts the X-Wing up out of the water for Rey. It plays Yoda's theme, and it's the same song that plays when Yoda lifts up the X-Wing for Luke in Empire Strikes Back. Oh,
that's
interesting.
Yes. Cool.
So it's the same music there. I feel like that's more well-known. But anyway, next one is...
Oh, wait, are we going to provide them the sample?
Oh, yeah. So here's what that sounds like. Okay, so the next one that I came up with is in The Phantom Menace, there is a track called Anakin's Theme, and it is what it is, Anakin's Theme, but the song is actually, there are moments in there where it's based off of Imperial March, so although it's very subtle, you can hear the da-na-na, da-na-na, and you can hear that, but it's like a very soft, it's like a different key, but if you listen to it, you can hear it.
I feel like I've heard that. Like, I've heard of that before, like, people talking about how there's, like, subtle hints of, like, Darth
Vader. Yes, there is. And so, we're gonna play a little bit of that right now. So yeah, hopefully you could hear that. So the next one, let's see what else. Okay, so this one is also from The Rise of Skywalker. So when Rey reaches the old Death Star, on the water planet place.
The water
planet.
The indoor moon, you mean?
That's what I meant. she basically, when she gets to the old, you know, kind of like room with the throne of the Sith and everything, there's a specific song that plays, and I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was something, it played in Return of the Jedi, and it was like when Darth Vader was like taking off his mask and things like that, it played during that time. So it was kind of like a song, it was like the song on the Death Star playing again at when she was at the Death Star. So I thought that was really cool. So here's a little bit of that song so that you know what we're talking about. So then the next one that I have is also from The Rise of Skywalker.
Of course.
And it's at the end when they're fighting on Exegol and Lando appears with all the ships.
Okay.
It plays the song. It plays like kind of like the theme of Star Wars. Like that, and then it like leads out to the
woodwind run. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, that part. And so yeah, that was
a music term I just used right there. It's just a bunch of 16th notes, which you don't even know what that means, but
yes,
fast notes.
yeah, basically fast notes. In case you don't know what that is, but anyway, yeah. So here's what that sounds like. But basically, I'm pretty sure that most people knew that already. Okay, and this is the last one that I have that's kind of obvious that I feel like more people know before we get into the less obvious ones.
Okay.
So the last one is the connection between Rey's theme, Kylo Ren's theme, and Palpatine's theme. So their notes are actually almost exactly the same, except in different orders. I want to say that if you take Kylo Ren's theme and you play it backwards, it's like Rey's theme or something like that. I don't remember
that's
exactly what it was.
I've never
I'm pretty
even heard
sure
of that
it's
before.
A thing. I could be wrong, but I remember that being a thing.
Giving our
and
listeners
if you,
wrong information.
And if you like start playing the first few notes of the Emperor's theme and Rey's theme, they're the same.
Oh wow.
So all three of their themes connect to each other, which I think
they
is awesome
sort
that they
of
have
connection.
That triangle. Yes.
It's just
they have
like
the same
connection.
Notes.
Connection.
Just in
Love
different
that.
Orders. Yeah. So here's a little bit of that, so it'll kind of make sense. Okay, so now into the less well-known ones. So the first one is really tiny, but it's
okay.
Something that I noticed when listening to The Rise of Skywalker. Now, this is from one of the unreleased tracks, and it's when Rey is training at the very beginning of the movie. So if you heard that track before, maybe you have, I don't know. It's not on the official album, but basically, in that part of the song, there's a specific part where it actually plays this tune that comes from Yoda and Sidious, like their battle in Revenge of the Sith. It's like a dun dun dun, and it's so quick and it's so short, but it does show up there.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that part. So it's so short, but it is in there.
So how about we play it a couple times just so they can hear it?
Okay, we'll do that. So here is that bit for you. Okay, so hopefully you heard that. I think it's pretty obvious once you hear it, but not so obvious when you're listening to it. So then the next one is also kind of a smaller one, but basically it's another unreleased track from the movie, but it's the start of the film when Kylo Ren is on
Which
his way
film?
To Exegol, The Rise of Skywalker.
Okay.
It's when Kylo Ren is on his way to Exegol. There's actually a small part of the song, and you can't hear, like, I didn't even realize this until, like, days after listening to it. It completely passed by me when I was listening to it. But then one day I just like caught it and I was like, oh, it's there. But basically
that's like
in that,
that's like every hidden thing with Star Wars. Like you just don't hear it. And
exactly.
When you hear it, you're like, oh.
Exactly. And it's so subtle, but it is there. Basically, in the song, when Kylo is on his way to Exegol, you can hear a little bit of Rey's theme in that part. Ooh, that's and, interesting. It is interesting because Rey is not in that scene at all. It has nothing to do with it. And so it makes me wonder, like, why it was put in there. Maybe it was because Rey and like Kylo connect, or maybe it's because they connect to the Sith Wayfinder because Rey is a Palpatine. I'm not really sure.
Maybe it's, like, for the people who heard it, like, a foreshadowing of kind of, like, them being together or something.
Yeah, perhaps. Maybe. I don't know. But then again, it's so subtle. So this one we might have to play a couple of times as well, just for you to hear it. But if you listen, like, I don't really know how to explain it. But, like, when you listen, if you, like, think toward, like, the softer parts of the song, just listen for it. And you will hear it. Okay, and then I have one last one before we end the episode. And this one, to me, I actually noticed this, like, years ago. But I thought it was pretty cool. So, So, sorry, I gotta think of how to phrase this. So, in The Force Awakens, Kylo Ren kills his father, right? Han, and when he's doing so, there's a song that plays, and it's called Torn Apart. And as soon as he puts the lightsaber in, there's this tune that plays, and it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or whatever that is. However that tune goes. You'll know it when I play it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So that theme, that plays, and it gets more and more intense as time goes on, basically. So that theme, it's not the exact same, but it reminded me of the same tune that plays during a song called Anakin's Dark Deeds. And this is basically when Anakin is on the planet of Mustafar in Revenge of the Sith. There's a similar theme that plays there. And it's almost the same, but just, like, different, if that makes sense. But it's like a...
But similar?
Yeah, it's just, it's really similar, like really, really similar. And it kind of makes me think, like, maybe there's a connection there. Like, maybe it just shows that both of them in that moment are falling to the dark side, you know?
Well, I mean, both, like, of them killed their loved one, so.
Yeah, exactly. Because Anakin just got done killing a bunch of people, and Ben Solo just got done killing his father. So I feel like the music just matches, and it's like their fall to the dark side together in those same moments. I don't know. It's really cool. But anyways, here are those two tunes.
Okay, so here is the other tune.
Okay, so hopefully you guys were able to hear that. That is probably one of the coolest connections that I personally think I've ever made with any of the songs. So I kind of pat myself on the back for that. But
good for you, Nicole.
Yeah, so let me know. So follow us on Instagram and give your input, write a comment, whatever it may be, reply to a story, and just let us know if you noticed any of these things as well, or if maybe one of these things you didn't know about before. So,
or if you noticed something that we didn't cover, let us know as well.
Yes, for sure.
So I guess that's going to be the end of the episode. Thanks you all so much for listening. If you'd like to, you can subscribe to our episode, and we release every other day.
Be safe.
Let's see. Be safe. Subscribe to our Patreon if you feel like it. Or not. It depends. It'll be in the show notes. And yeah. So thank you all so much for listening, and have a great day.
Bye.